News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
First shared e-scooter scheme has been launched in Wexford town. This is like those kind of bike schemes where you can just pick one up somewhere and put it down somewhere else. But are locals for or against the project? News Talk's Sarah Madden reports.
So we're into the Bolt app.
Yeah.
I'm in Wexford town on a rainy afternoon, trialling Ireland's first e-scooter rental scheme.
And off you go.
Oh! Oh gosh! What? Oh.
Just gently on the throttle.
I'm going straight into a pole.
50 new e-scooters arrived here last week as an expansion of the existing e-bike rental service run by Bolt.
They're just another option. They're over 18s and we're quite clear about that. The bikes have been a huge success. I think we have over 4,000 users currently in Wexford town and over, I think it's 114,000 kilometres travelled on the bikes. And that's considerable considering we're in a small geographic area.
Claire Goodwin is the outgoing cycling and walking officer at Wexford County Council.
I think it's replacing short journeys for some people. So rather than driving the car down to town, try to get parking. It's 18 cents a minute. You get into town for about 180, park up, and that's it. No more fees apply.
They're economic to use and relatively easy to handle. But the Wexford public are split on the e-scooters issue.
Brilliant, absolutely. Because people need it and that's it.
E-bikes, okay, but the scooters I think are a mistake. People go fast on them, they're unstable. I don't know how they're going to police the age thing on it. It's an accident waiting to happen.
It's just really handy. The buses and that aren't always as frequent as people need them to be.
Yeah, I guess any other form of transport that keeps cars out of city and town centres is good, isn't it?
Cars are just so expensive these days to run and to drive, so for 18 cents a minute, it's great.
I use them every day down to work. They're fairly handy because I live up off the town. I used to walk down, which took me longer, obviously, but now it's 5 minutes.
I don't think I'd ever try them now. I find it a bit of a lazy way out. Use your body, get the exercise.
No, I'll stick to my electric car, thank you.
We've literally just got here, and we were actually going to take one out, but we had literally just bought coffees, so...
You do need 2 hands.
Yeah, you do need 2 hands.
As tourists, is it nice knowing that you're coming to a town like Wexford that does have this?
Yeah, I would say, because it means you don't have to get taxis or anything like that. It lets you kind of see it quicker, I suppose.
Do you think Wexford is a good place to trial this?
I don't think so, because it is quite like a compact, it's very small. Usually what I've noticed when they have the e-scooters, they're not very respectful, so they won't ring the bell or they'll just kind of fly past you. And I think that they don't really obey the same laws as people who are like walking, pedestrians and stuff. I think if you were to bring them in, like, you'd have to be so like strict on the laws and stuff like that.
And do you think the guards in Wexford have the time to be keeping an eye on this sort of thing?
No, they don't have time to do their own job normally, so no, I don't think so.
There's a really big key distinction between private e-scooter use and shared public e-scooter use.
Aisling Dunn is head of public policy for Ireland at Bolt.
Obviously, the shared ones that we roll out into towns and cities are very tightly controlled using the mini computer on them. So 20 kilometres is the absolute max. And we also have flexibility to reduce that speed down for different reasons. We might reduce that down to 15 kilometres or even to 8 kilometres, where you might have pedestrians and cyclists and scooter users sort of sharing space. We also have controls around cognitive reactions, so making sure that people aren't using them at night, who've been consuming intoxicants, tandem rider detection, so we can detect if a second person is on the scooter, which is, you know, a huge safety risk and something that unfortunately you can't detect when it's a privately owned scooter.
Aisling says Bolt's technology has been working well elsewhere for 11 years.
So in other markets, we've seen around a 40% modal shift replacement. And it's something that if we felt that 40% of our trips were replacing private car journeys here in Ireland, that would be an absolute win and be a real contribution towards our carbon emission reductions.
That kind of change would certainly put a dent in Ireland's climate and transport targets. However, it can only be achieved if this trial and others like it are successful.
I have to say, I have been receiving a number of complaints already about the scooters. People weaving in and out of traffic, more than one person on them, people clearly under 18 using them.
George Lawler is Mayor of Wexford.
I've been Mayor since June, but it's my 5th term as Mayor. The headline on the local paper was, "Not this fecker again." Bolt have initiated within the last, 18 months, a terrific electric bike scheme here in Wexford that has worked hugely successfully and was most welcome. People are calling for an extension of the e-bike scheme. However, I know at the time that we were seeing the Bolt electric bikes being rolled out, the local authority members made it clear that we didn't particularly want to have the scooters as part of the deal. So unfortunately, last week, unbeknownst, really in reality, it never came before the full council to discuss, the Bolt scooters arrived on the scene and they were launched. And I did express at the launch my concerns that the scooters may become problematic. So it's, look, at this is a trial period, so we'll see how it goes. Time will tell. Time will tell whether they're successful, whether they're safe and whether they're appreciated by the public.
And that was Sarah Madden reporting there from Wexford. And I think he's exactly right. Time will tell. I wonder in time, will we look back and go, what problem did we have with these scooters? But equally, a lot of people are concerned about the speed and people on the paths and all that kind of stuff, Jonathan.
Well, that's not the scooters. That's the people driving the scooters. There's a difference. The scooters themselves are probably fine. We just need to teach people how to drive them properly. Yeah. I would. I'm positive.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR
on News Talk.